Indeed we did. Ted was holding a can of Nozzola in his lap. Now he raised it and took a sip. When you get in there, Jake, tell Roland that if it's June 19th of 99 you're interested in, you're still okay. But the margin's commencing to get a little thin.
I'll tell him, Jake said.
And remind him that time sometimes slips over there, slips like an old transmission. That's apt to continue for quite a while, regardless of the beam's recovery, and once the 19th is gone...
It can never come again, Jake said. Not there. We know. He opened the door and slipped into the darkness of the Proctor suite.
9. A single circle of stringent yellow light, thrown by the lamp on the bed table, lay upon Eddie Dean's face. It cast the shadow of his nose on his left cheek and turned his closed eyes into dark sockets. Susanna was kneeling on the floor beside him, holding both of his hands and both of hers and looking down at him. Her shadow ran long upon the wall. Roland sat on the other side of the bed, in deep shadow. The dying man's long, muttered monologue had ceased, and his respiration had lost all semblance of regularity. He would snatch a deep breath, hold it, then let it out in a lengthy, whistling whoosh. His chest would lie still so long that Susanna would look up into his face, her eyes shining with anxiety, until the next long, tearing breath had begun. Jake sat down on the bed next to Roland, looked at Eddie, looked at Susanna, then looked hesitantly into the gunslinger's face. In the gloom, he could see nothing there except weariness.
Ted says to tell you it's almost June 19th, America side. Please and thank you. Also, that time could slip a notch.
Roland nodded. Yet we'll wait for this to be finished, I think. It won't be much longer, and we owe him that.